Hello, hello, hello again. It's Shawnee of Shawnee and the Wrestling coming at you pre-recorded. I know an old joke, but we like to kick dead horses while they're down. Kind of a dark joke now. But getting away from all that darkness, let's go into some of the news here. We have SmackDown's ratings from last night's episode. We have The Ascension's new tag team name. CM Punk commented on The Undertaker's retirement. Drew Gulak paid tribute to his fallen friend on last night's episode of SmackDown. And have we seen the final in-ring match of Kairi Sane? All that news is coming to you now by Shawnee. Let's get into the first topic. As SmackDown's lowest rating on Fox since their move to the network. The rating averaged as a 1.777 million views. In the first hour, the rating turned out to be 1.797 million. But in hour two, it turned to 1.756 million. Obviously, this is the lowest move. This is the lowest rating the brand has had since the move to Fox. And it could be, by reports of Showbuzz Daily giving us all of this, the lowest rating since 2017 for the brand. The only episode to score lower ratings than this was the October 25th, 2019 show that aired on FS1 with 888,000 viewers. Obviously, SmackDown last night, as I said earlier, in my opinion, was a good show. It had a lot of worthwhile matches and was very competitive, some entertaining segments. But, you know, the main event wasn't the Intercontinental Championship match, which we saw in Hour 1, so why even stick around, right? And, you know, the show kind of dragged a little, had a little lull in the second half with the Bliss Cross applesauce interrupting Bayley and Sasha, and the history of the swamp between Braun and Bray. So, obviously, you can see how it tail end, but the show didn't start off with great viewers to start with. So, who knows where SmackDown goes from here. I hope they continue like they did from last night's episode, but obviously, when WWE is scared of something, they change everything, including the producers. So, you might want to say bye to Brucey P soon. Our next news is The Ascension changing their tag name. Obviously, WWE owns The Ascension, so their new tag name is The Awakening. In a recent interview with WrestleZone, they said this in an interview. Obviously, The Ascension, if you knew them, you were fans of them in NXT, obviously not in WWE, because they did zip in WWE. I wasn't even that big of a fan of them in NXT. I thought they were okay. The best thing that they did, in my opinion, was their little skits with Breezango, which didn't last long. So I hope the Awakening now have a good run in the independent scene when the independent scene picks back up. If you want to check out the whole interview, again, go to WrestleZone and they will give you a whole manuscript of their interview. Our next news, CM Punk has commented on The Undertaker's retirement. CM Punk recently appeared on The Good Show, and he commented on The Undertaker's requirement, and I quote, "I don't think he's retired. That's my reaction. There's no way. This is a guy who can, and most likely will, make an entrance every WrestleMania, you know what I mean? They did the whole movie match type thing, as I like to call it, on Backstage on Fox. I like to think that can add some longevity to in his career. I don't see him going anywhere. He's a guy who in recent years has gone away and popped back up, so it's unceremonious to have a documentary where every episode he retired and then unretired. And then at the end of it, he says he's retired again. So it's part of wrestling now. Terry Funk, Ric Flair, everyone retires, comes back, and comes back." Obviously, The Undertaker retired in his five-part documentary series The Last Ride. In chapter 5, he announced that he's fine with not having another in-ring match or returning. So obviously there's a lot of speculation by a lot of critics and fans, to be honest with you, including myself, if that was his retirement. Obviously they did some ceremonies for him on Raw and SmackDown where they said thank you Taker and had plenty of his peers comment on him. He is a legend, but I do not know if the legend is over. It would never be over, but the legend of his, when I say legend is over, I mean if his in-ring career is over. I don't think it is, and that's saying whether it's a movie-type match or his in-ring career when crowds and people come back. I think we're going to see him again. I hope we don't, because I think he is in pain, and I think that that was a good way to send him off, but again, he said it in the documentary, whenever Vince really needs him, he'll come back. So, I'm not saying get ready for an Undertaker return, because they might want to wait on that one, but he might not be returning this year. In other news, Danny Havoc, who was a professional wrestler in the indie scenes who worked for GCW and CZW, passed away at the tail end of May. Drew Gulak on last night's episode of SmackDown in his Intercontinental Championship match with AJ Styles paid tribute to him, as if you looked on his wrist tape, it said Havoc there. They were good friends. They were in-ring training partners. He said on the first day we met, they connected us as friends, and Gulak paid tribute to him in a very touching way on last night's SmackDown for the Intercontinental Championship. I hope that one of my friends do that for me. He seems like a good guy. And it is upsetting, the shocking death of Danny Havoc came out of nowhere, and he was a great independent star. If you followed CZW or GCW, you would know what I'm talking about. He is a legend, and he will be missed, clearly, by Drew Gulak, of all people. And our final news of the day, which is the most shocking news, maybe not for some who has been following, but to see it fall out, Kairi Sane done in ring. Kairi Sane might just be retiring. As Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer reported, he confirms the speculation of Sane leaving WWE is true and going back to Japan to live with her husband. There was an angle set up before Nia injured Kairi legit to have Kairi injured and retired from WWE. This is going to, again, retire Kairi. And Kairi is to leave soon, by reports of WWE and Wrestling Observer. Meltzer noted that the talk has been that once her WWE contract was up, she was going to wrestle one more year in Japan and then retire for good. This is unfortunate. This is very unfortunate, as Kairi Sane is one of the brightest shining stars that NXT had. She was a great NXT champion for the time being. She was more of a transitional champion, clearly, but transitional back to Shayna Baszler. They had a very nice back-and-forth rivalry, and they had, I think, one of my favorite matches was at Evolution, I believe, correct? Yeah. They had great matches, and Kairi Sane was a promising babyface in the WWE, and as WWE has shown, they do not know how to use talent that have already made a name for themselves, even in their own developmental establishment. I mean, if you just look at the list of names, Bobby Roode, where's he been? I know he's in Canada, but before this whole COVID thing happened, where was he on the card? Corbin's lackey. Shinsuke Nakamura in a tag team with Cesaro, finally getting some traction, but even then, Kairi Sane. Asuka was ruined because Vince had the streak and he ruined it when he had Charlotte beat Asuka and they had no idea what to do with her, so they put Kairi Sane and Asuka together because, you know, Japan. And that makes sense because one of these things is just like the other, so let's put them together in the minds of WWE. They do not know how to use NXT talent. Sami Zayn, Bayley, Sasha Banks, they don't know how to use this talent that have already made a name for themselves, and it takes a year or two of them just swimming around in the main roster because it's too big of a pond for them to fit in, according to WWE. It's so unfortunate to see Kairi go. Obviously, the only accomplishment that she had on the main roster was that she was the women's tag team champions, and at the time of the champion of them being champion, that meant nothing. I think that the championship means more now on Bayley and Sasha, but the titles were never defended, and if they were, it was never given the time it needed. I believe their only worthwhile match to watch was the WrestleMania 36 opener with Bliss Cross Applesauce, which was good, and it showed the talent of Kairi Sane that the main roster had never given her the chance to do. If you want to watch anything of Kairi Sane, I implore you to go watch her time in NXT. It was much better than her time in the main roster, which by reports is coming to an end, and sadly, so is her career. She has suffered many injuries while on the main roster. If you remember, she got injured at the TLC pay-per-view by Charlotte Flair. She suffered a concussion there, and as of late, she had two injuries by the hands of Nia Jax, IRL. She is a great professional wrestler, and I hope that her last year that she is playing out in Japan works out for her. Hopefully she goes to Stardom, makes a lot of money there, because I know they're offering big contracts, and gets some worthwhile matches out of her, because she's very talented and was used poorly by WWE, and WWE should be ashamed of themselves. I know it ended on a kind of a damper note, but it's unfortunate that Kairi Sane was not used correctly and is now planning her retirement so young and so poorly used. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Remember, stay low-key. Don't be low-key. Low-key the wrestler. Wear a mask. I love you. Goodbye. Old kissy face. Mwah.